Blog Talk Radio.
My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Here we go.
Hallelujah. God is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. What he has said, he shall do. This is Jeannie, and I want to welcome everybody to the program tonight. And once again, I want to say thank you. Thank you for taking your time to be with me. I know how valuable everyone's time is nowadays, and just want you to know how much I appreciate you taking part of your time in the evenings just to come be with me and to hear what God's saying. And I consider it an honor, and I consider it a privilege. I want to invite anyone that might be listening by computer, if you're wanting to call in, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. Be sure and click 1 on your phone, and that puts your hand up so that I know that you're wanting prayer. There are usually several people that call in just to listen that are not really wanting to talk. They're just wanting to listen in on the program, and that is perfectly fine. But just know that you have to click 1 on your phone if you want me to know that you want in on the program and want to be prayed for. Anyhow, thank you, each and everyone. This is March the 22nd. We're over halfway through the month and coming up on Passover, I believe, on the 27th. And what a marvelous, what a powerful time in the Lord that is. Passover is just one of those times, we look in the Word of how the people, the children of Israel, were set free from captivity. They were set free from bondage, from those that tried to hold them back, from those that tried to make slaves of them, over them, of those that wanted to force their will over on them, that wanted to keep them from getting to the promised land, from everything that God had for them, that thought that it looked like that they would be kept back from the promises of God. But God had the plan, and God had the way, and in his timing, in his perfect timing, he brought it all about. So praise God. I am rejoicing tonight, and I'll tell you more about that here in a minute. I want to give you just some scriptures about the faithfulness of God. In Psalm 33:4, it says, "For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness." Deuteronomy 7:9, it says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love, those who love him and keeps his commandments to 1,000 generations." 2 Timothy 2:13, it said, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." Hebrews 10:23. "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." In Numbers 23:19, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? And yes, he will." And there are just hundreds of scriptures in the Word about God's faithfulness. Even when we're not faithful, he's faithful. Even when we waver, he doesn't waver. Even if it takes a while for the vision to come to pass, to write the vision and make it plain, it does come to pass. And what God has said, he will make good on his word that he has said. Tonight, I am rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. And as if any of y'all have listen in on Randy's program at times when I've called in, you've heard many times me request prayer about my inheritance case. And it's been a lengthy thing going on nearly 4 years. My dad passed away in July 2017. My mom and my sister had passed away previous to that. And anyhow, during that time, I had a sibling that was executor of the will. After mom passed away, previous to dad passing away, I noticed some things just seemed to be out of kilter. Some things were kind of suspicious. Seemed like some things were missing. So just shortly before my dad passed away, I had asked that sibling, I said, "I would like to see my parents' financial records because some things are not adding up here." To which I was replied, "Get you a lawyer then." So I did. And the enemy, he'll just try every which way to hold you up or discourage you or try to block you. I remember the first lawyer I went to was just someone that I had known previously, and she was like, "That's not really my line of expertise. I don't really want the case." She sent me to someone else. that one was going to take the case. And then when he realized who the judge was in another town, a very bad reputation, he said, I can't go up against him. No, thank you. So I checked with a couple of other attorneys, and just one behind the next, because it would be something that they knew would be lengthy, and with a lot of, you know, with a lot of paperwork, they didn't want it. So they just turned me down and turned me down, and I'm like, Lord, I can't, where am I going to go? Because I had many words previous to that that had indicated that this was going to happen. So it wasn't a total surprise. Randy had been giving me prophetic words for about 3 years that I would go into a legal case over this. So anyhow, I went back to the original lawyer and asked her again, not knowing where to go, where to turn. And she said, okay, well, I'll take the case and paid my deposit, which or my retainer's fee, which was $5,000. And then she kind of did nothing. And for about a year and a half, she didn't really do anything. Time was wasted. And at the end of that time, I went in one day and I talked to her for a second. And then talking to her, it was like I could tell she had some confusion. She was in her early 70s. And it was like all of a sudden I heard the Lord say she has dementia. Your stuff, get your paperwork, and go somewhere else. And so I was just like, wow. You know, just instantly he said that. So I asked my paperwork. I didn't know where to go. And as I went back up front, the little girl, well, she wasn't a little girl. I mean, she's an adult, but she's a young girl compared to me. I said something, and she told me, she said, I know another lawyer that would be good for you. I referred somebody else to him. So with this girl, how unusual that would be for a receptionist, for one lawyer to give you, to quietly give you the name and number of a different lawyer that she was friends with, I thought was quite unusual, because it might could have cost her her job had the others overheard her. But God works in wonderful and mysterious ways. She gave me the number, and I went to the other attorney, which seemed very nice, and we started once again to try to get a hold of paperwork. That was really all I was after, was paperwork, to try to see for myself if things were on the up and up. And once again, that turned into a 2 year, you know, about 2 years or slightly over here, trying to get paperwork. Finally did get some and went through some things. And, you know, the whole time the Lord has given me prophetic words about finances and about moving and that sort of thing, and God giving me favor. And no one wants to go to court with a sibling. You know, no one does, and I don't either, you know. Always praying for the best, always praying for blessing, always praying for their salvation and their deliverance and for their eyes to be open, because, you know, we love our family. You know, even when they're maybe misbehaving or giving us problems, we still love our family, and I'm no different. I love my family. But I do want truth, and I have to stand for truth and follow the leading that God has said. But anyhow, long story short, it seemed like in the fall, it just seemed like my lawyer, my attorney, had been kind of dropping the ball. It was like everything that we did, it would take 2 or 3 months for anything to happen. If she filed for some paperwork, it would be 2 or 3 months for anything happened. And, you know, it just seemed to drag on and on. And it was like, Lord, do I need to get another attorney? I don't really have the money to retain another one again. And, you know, was paying out fees and things like that. And anyhow, this fall, I really felt the Lord leading me to settle, you know, to go ahead and let's see if we can close this thing. We had gotten hold of some of the paperwork, had gone through some things, did not find everything we were looking for, but I really felt the Lord saying to go ahead and settle this and not let it drag out any longer. So I had told him in November, I said, let's settle this. The Lord has already told me many times through various ones, Randy, Tanisha, Terrence, and a multitude of others, that God is going to bless me, and there's things he wants to use me to do and to help others and to be available for that. And God is not, his arms are not tied to any one method, to any one avenue of blessing us. So anyhow, during that time, I had said in November, let's settle. And then the lawyer on the other side has not always been very cooperative. I mean, he would not return phone calls from my attorney. He would be out of hand. And if he did return a phone call, he would do it when she knew, right at the lunch break, when he knew she would be gone to lunch, and just not very cooperative whatsoever, very rude to her and things like that. And so we waited through Christmas, waited through January, and I just really kept feeling impressed to begin to push, to begin to press my lawyer. So I started, she had given me the okay to send her text messages. So I sent her some text messages beginning in January, and I'd wait 2 or 3 weeks and I'd send her more. Have we heard anything? Should we send her a letter? Have you heard anything? Is there something else we need to do? And sometimes they all say in the squeaky wheel is the one that gets the grease. Well, if God is encouraging you in that way, then I say follow his leading. Do what God says. So long story short, she finally here the other day, I texted her again, and she said, I have sent a certified letter with our demands. And anyhow, she called me today, and she said, I've been on the phone for the last half hour with the other attorney. She said, they have read over our demands. Said everything is good except one little thing, and that particular thing they had compromised on the other end, which really in the long run would benefit me even more than what we had asked. So she read off what we were going to do, and I said, that's good. I'm in agreement with that. So she said, not only do we not have to go to court and have to go before the judge that is has a very bad reputation for being in cahoots with the attorneys down in that area, but also said we don't even have to use a mediator, so we don't have to have a meeting. Using even the mediator would have cost about another $4,000. So God is good. It looks like we've got everything agreed upon. Now it's just a matter of them sending the paperwork to fill it, to sign the paperwork and then be done with this. It's been a long journey. It's been a long journey. This May would have been 4 years that, that I first hired an attorney and started this case. So praise God. And I've had some prophetic words that some of this, because the Lord had moved on my husband and I's heart to move. He first started putting it in our heart probably about 2008, I would say. At that time, we didn't really know where. We just assumed we'd be kind of staying a little bit in this area, but maybe more over towards Tyler, maybe. And so at that time, we began to kind of casually look in that area and look. And then as the more we started looking, then we began to increase our looking. And nothing seemed to work out. Everywhere we went, it's like, well, this doesn't feel right, and this doesn't feel right. And if any of y'all listened to the program with Randy the other night, he and I talked some on his program, and we're going to tonight as well, and know some of the story. But we had looked a bit, and then in the beginning of 2012, I've known Randy since 2007, but in the beginning of 2012, Randy told me, and it was right around New Year's, the first 2 or 3 days of January, he said, this year, somehow, God is going to show you the area that y'all are supposed to be. Well, to be quite honest, you could have knocked me over with a feather, because I didn't realize that we were in totally the wrong area that we were looking. But that Christmas of 2012, now he had said, this year, somehow, you go all the way from January of 2012 all the way to Christmas Day of 2012. Barely got it in on that year. A friend of mine that lives in Mineola, she invited us to her house for Christmas Day. And we decided to go. Family members were kind of going to be scattered out here and yonder and things going on. And we decided, you know what, we're going to go. And it had been so funny. This is kind of backtracking a little. When my husband and I first got married in 1981, or actually a couple weeks before we got married, I found a couple of horses that I wanted to buy that were up in Wood County. They were in Quitman. And I had never been there before. At that time, I didn't know anybody up there, but that's where the horses were. And so we drove up there to look at these two horses in a foal and to buy them. And when we both got up in that area, it was so beautiful right where this ranch was and where we were. And we just, oh, my God, I just love this. And we felt such a drawing to that area. Had never been there, knew no one there. You know, just knew nothing about it. But we both just immediately fell in love with the area and just said, we both were like, man, we want to move up here. But unfortunately, my husband didn't have a job up there. And it was a little too far from where we were living at the time to just jump up and move up there. It would have given him too far of a drive. But honestly, for the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, every time, you know, we would think about if we ever moved, and at that time we were living not in the same place we are now, we always would think of that Quitman or Wood County area. We said, it's just so beautiful up there. We just felt so drawn. And then, of course, as years went by, because we've been married 40 years this June. As years went by, you know, we kind of let it go and concentrated on jobs and activities and churches and things that are in the area where we are. And anyhow, when Randy, now moving forward, when Randy gave me the word about this year somehow, the Lord's going to show you all the area where you're supposed to be, that was when we went Christmas Day to spend with a friend in Mineola, which is Wood County. It's like 10, 11, 12 miles from Quitman. And when we went up there to her house, it began to snow. There was a place for sale about half a mile from her house. And it was so funny because every time as we were searching places for sale, I would, you know, look and I would look on the internet and I'd tell my husband, I said, oh man, this place sounds wonderful, but it's in Mineola or it's in Wood County. And I said, that's the wrong area. And that was before I knew that that was the area. And then we'd look some more and it'd be, oh, man, I would just find place after place. It sounded so wonderful. But they would always be up in that area, you know, back when we were looking around Tyler. And so anyhow, when we went Christmas Day to the friend's house, there was a place about a half mile from her house that we wanted to go look at. My husband, he made the comment. He said, oh, where she lives, when we looked on a map, he said, that's just nearly right by that other place. We'll just, after we have Christmas lunch with them, we'll go on over there and look at that other place. And I said, great. Well, we went up there, and it began to snow Christmas Day, and I mean snow and ice. So we had lunch and visited a couple of hours, and it's like, you know what, we better skip going and seeing the other place. We better head home while we can still get home. And there were cars in the ditches, and it was just the grace of God we got home and didn't get stuck. But see, we had seen the area that day. And so New Year's Day, you know, a week later, the snow and the ice had melted, and we said, let's go back to Mineola and let's look around. Let's scout out this area. We had never scouted out that area up there. We had never looked. Well, we went back New Year's Day, but see, God had already shown us the area. And anyhow, as we began to drive around, we just felt the presence of God in our hearts, just like the, you know, as I said, my heart burned within me. When we got there, we said, this is where we're supposed to be. It's this area, this area. And it was exactly as Randy had said, this year somehow God's going to show you the area. Well, when we were up there Christmas Day, we didn't fully realize that that was the area, but God has shown us the area that day. So we have that day, starting New Year's Day of 2013, then we began our search up in there, knowing that God would move us and knowing that God had called us for a purpose up into that Wood County area. And if there was a destiny there and there's a reason for us to be there. And then once I realized we was in that area, I told my husband, I said, no wonder when we, 2 weeks before we got married, when we came up to this county to buy horses, I said, no wonder we felt so drawn to it. No wonder our hearts attached to this area. And we said, if we could just move up here, it was the Spirit of God that many years before that was drawing us to an area that has purpose and destiny attached to it for us. So long story short, during all this time, of course, it takes money to move and money to buy another place and to fix this place up some more and things like that. And at that time, my husband was still working in this area. Once again, too far to move up there and him working down here. But we began to look and just search and knew that God had a plan and that God was faithful. And our part of faithfulness was looking. Our part of faithfulness was being obedient to look. And as we began to to learn the area and learn the roads and learn. We would go from town to town because, you know, a county covers several towns, and we would go to one town and we would feel a good feeling, you know. There were several towns we would have a good feeling, and then we would go into another town and we would have a withdrawing feeling of this is too far, this is not right. And through a period of several years, God kind of drew an area for us that we knew what was acceptable or what was the right area and what was not. Some towns and some counties we would, you know, move over into to do a little looking and browsing, and we would always consistently feel a no in those certain towns, those certain areas. And there was three or four towns we would always feel a very positive warmth, like this feels like home to me. But know when God has called you to something and has called you to an area or called you a calling, that the enemy typically knows that too. I mean, he hears the prophetic words that we receive. He seems to be aware some of what God's doing in our lives because he's been watching a lot of things, and he will do what he can to hinder you. Excuse me. So during all of this time, you know, and I will say God's timing is perfect. Back several years ago, when we first started looking, I did find a piece of property up there that I just fell in love with. It was out of our price range a little bit, but knew that we might could make it work. But we put a contract on it about the same time the developer did. And, of course, he had cash just to buy it because he wanted to split it up and develop it. And long story short, we spent about 3 months trying to get it and finally did, and the developer did get it. And I was heartbroken at the time, even though I knew with my husband still working then that it would be so very far for him to drive. But we just loved it. But, you know, looking back now at that time, I had no idea, you know, that my sister would get sick and would pass away and that that I would lose, you know, that I would need to be down here, you know, during some seasons there, mom passing away and dad being sick for a number of months before he passed away. And later I thought, you know what, had we gotten that property then and had moved, not only would my husband have had a long way to drive for a couple, three more years, but it would have been virtually impossible for me to help look after my mom and my dad and my sister and just been involved with things down here that was necessary that I be here. So God knows, you know, God knows in his time, and is just absolutely perfect. And in the process, we're stretched. You know, we grow and we learn, and we learn to listen and pray and to be quiet before God. And, you know, with all the things with the lawyers at times when I wanted to really push, you know, during some of the things and all of the searching that I did, and, you know, and the whole time very much knowing it was like, you know, you can't get into anger, you can't get into bitterness. And I just think, you know, I thank God for keeping my heart through all that, you know, that even though things were going on that I knew that were not fair and were not right, and at times you're being lied to or you're being spoken ill of and being lied about and things, that God helps, you know, he keeps our heart and he helps us if we will ask God and just keep our hearts pure. And I can say with all honesty that I have no ill will against my sibling, and I love him dearly, and I pray for him, and I wish nothing but blessing and goodness and for him to prosper in every way, and I pray for all of, you know, my extended kinfolks and things like that, for blessing for their lives and to come to know God and to serve the Lord. And it is just imperative that we keep our hearts clean, and regardless of what's going on, you know, even if things don't work out the way we're thinking, that we keep our hearts pure and know that God will bless us. You know, he's not limited to one way to bless us. He can come in and bless us from any direction, And honestly, I've had very, very many words about God blessing me financially in a number of different areas because he wants to use me. You know, he wants me to bless others, and I do, and that's one of the joys of my heart, is to be able to bless other people, and always has been. I thank God for that, but I can thank my mother for that too. My mother was such a giver and would just give the shirt off her back to other people, and was one of the most compassionate people I've ever known in my life, not only to people but to animals. And she was just a giver. I mean, she would even to her own hurt, she would give because she just had a heart of compassion like that. But anyhow, I'm just, you know, I could go on, and I know I'm getting into my time now that I'm typically starting to pray for people. But God is good, and I'm rejoicing after nearly 4 years. It looks like we've got our case settled out of court, not having to go to court, not having to go to mediation, not having to go through that expense or that emotional stress, and that this is done right here at Passover, and God is doing new things, and we're passing over to the promised land. And I know if you guys have listened to Terrence and Tanisha, what God has done with them, with housing and their new house after just, you know, giving them words of the Lord and them following his leading. God is good. God is good. And I'm so looking forward to the property that God has for us, that we will finally be able to get the work done on this house that needs to be done before I put it up for sale, and to move to where God has a people waiting for us and in purpose in the new place. So I just say to each and everyone, don't give up. Keep trusting God. Keep pressing in. Keep listening. Keep searching your heart so that we don't let anything get in the way that would hinder our journey with the Lord. So I want to play another song so that I can write down all the phone numbers and just be blessed.
restless heart beat so with perfect peace. But when you come and I am filled with wonder, sometimes I think I've glimpsed eternity.
Praise God. Praise God. He's the one that raises us up. He's the one. Well, I will start to take callers now. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your incredible goodness. And I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. And I thank you for your heart to bless us, your heart, Lord, that's always looking for our best. Lord, that you always see the best in us. Lord, you see what you've put in us, which is yourself. Lord, I thank you for your guidance and for your love and for your care. And Lord, your loving kindness, Lord, that your loving kindness is even saying no at times or no for a season. But Lord, your promises are yes and amen. Your promises are yes and amen. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for that. Lord, because you know the plans you have for us to do us good and not harm, to give us a hope and a future. Amen. Well, my first caller tonight is 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
She's pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I am good.
Well, thank you for your victory.
Thank you. It's been a walk of faith, and it's been a walk of patience.
Yes, I'm sort of, I was listening to Tanisha last night, so then when you come and you say about your house, I said, Lord, I'm even more hopeful now I can hold on, because I see you moving in that area, because I'm sort of in the same situation, been waiting to move for a while, believing God for a home.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Thank God.
What he does for one, he'll do for another.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm like you. I mean, when I heard Terrence and Tanisha's, I was so excited for them, excited to see what God was doing, and just knew that God, you know, and even the studio that Randy's in the process of trying to purchase and what God's doing there, and of course, I've got prophetic words that go back for years, several years of what God's doing. So it's thank you, God. You're faithful. So
hallelujah.
Hang on there. The enemy, he'll try to wear us out sometime. You know, he'll try to delay. He can't stop what God's doing when we're obedient to the Lord and we're walking with God and doing our best to obey him and to seek his face. The enemy cannot stop what God has for us. Only we can stop our destiny by getting obedient ahead of God, but the enemy cannot. Well, Father, I thank you for Sylvia tonight, and Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness in her life, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that you know the desires of her heart, and Lord, you even placed many of those desires in her heart, and Lord, how she has latched on and she has grabbed hold of that, Lord, and I thank you, Father, that you have sustained her. Lord, you have sustained her and will continue to sustain her, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for giving her wisdom, Lord, for giving her strategies in seasons that she needs, the answers, Lord. You'll give her strategies in the seasons, Lord, to help her get through each season. And Lord, you have done that, and you shall continue to do that. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that even when the enemy has come to try to wear her out, Lord, that he's losing strength in that area, Lord. That many times the enemy, when he's trying to fight against us, it's because he knows the power that's within us through Christ. And in Lord, that the enemy is afraid of the future that you have for us. He's even afraid of the destiny and the power of God moving in our lives, Lord. And Lord, so he tries to hinder, and he tries to scam us, and he tries to tell us that we'll never make it. He tries to just speak lies. He's the father of lies, and there's no truth in him. But Lord, I thank you, God, that you are strengthening and you are helping Sylvia, Lord, and you have brought her from victory to victory and journey to journey, Lord. And each step that she has taken, Lord, that it has strengthened her. It has brought maturity, Lord, in a greater way. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she shall rise. She shall rise. She shall rise, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that the battles that have tried to trip her up, the battles that have tried to hold her back, Lord, that the enemy is losing his grip, Lord. He's lost, and he continues to lose, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for satisfying her soul, Lord, for satisfying her heart, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for bringing satisfaction to her journey and satisfaction in victory, Lord, in her life, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for moving in her life in that way, Lord, and for her seeing the victory, Lord, that she shall see and have seen, but shall see the goodness of God in the land of the living, Lord. Where your word says that I would have fainted had I not hoped to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for sustaining Sylvia, strengthening her, God, growing her in faith, growing her in wisdom, growing her in understanding, in perception and discernment, Lord. And I thank you, God, for her faith, even her faith. This is your victory, even your faith. Lord, I thank you, God, for her faith that is growing. It is growing and being watered, growing and being watered, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for the victories. And Lord, I thank you for the days that she has ahead. With long life, he satisfies us and shows us his salvation. And I thank you, Lord, for the satisfaction, Lord, that you have for her. Lord, that she'll look back on her life with satisfaction, Lord, of the victories and what you've done for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
You know, I just see the... God just God bringing you from victory to victory, from glory to glory. And when you get to the end of your time, the end of your days, just being satisfied in God, satisfied at what the Lord has done and satisfied with his faithfulness in your life.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, did you have anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about, Sylvia?
Well, I was going to ask you to pray for wisdom. It seems as though, and you said something about wisdom, it seems mm-hmm. as though my church, a lot of people have COVID, and some have died. And I, sometimes they have concerts and stuff, and they just had on Saturday night. And I didn't go because I don't feel compelled to go into large gatherings. And some of my fellow Christians thinks I'm not walking in fear. I'm walking in wisdom because large gatherings, you know. And then the next day I didn't go to church because I know they, probably didn't clean the church. And so, it usually hangs around for 3 days. And so I'm asking God for wisdom to, you know, like, you know, if he needs to use me, let me go. And, you know, he used me, but, you know, if I am to, you know, maximum every day, if I am to stay in, you know, because I know if he send me, I'm being protected. For if I'm just, you know, going on my own, you know, just because I, you know, want to go to different things, then, you know, I'm, you know, because I've had issues that, you know, I don't want to, you know, go that way. It would be sort of fatal for me if I, you know. So, yeah, so I'm just,
Yeah, I feel that the Lord actually has given you wisdom and that you are walking in wisdom. And you already know, don't let other people pressure you with their guilt trips or what they think you should or shouldn't do.
Right.
You go with what you feel the Lord working in your heart. You know, my husband and I, we don't have a home church right now. The last church we had, the pastor away, he died, and that's been a while ago. And God has not told us to lock in anywhere, so we have visited kind of here and there until we move, because we know if our home church would not be in this area, because we're not going to be living in this area later. So, I mean, we visited here and there, but we have mostly stayed home and done church online. When I have felt led to go somewhere, I have, and when I haven't, I've just stayed still. You know, that's part of obeying God too, is being still when the Lord says to be still. I would say that you are hearing God and obeying God, and don't, what others think is neither here nor there.
The same for me. I just let them call and say what they want to say, because I don't feel like, you know, gatherings, you know, we should be in those, you know, with so many people, you know, and we had 39 people to get ill. And then one of them was my relative, and she passed away from COVID. Right. And so I was thinking, you know, I go to my prayer groups on Tuesday and Thursday, but Sunday I just enjoy being with the Lord, you know, in the house, you know, versus, you know, that's where I am. That's where I am now. Because I feel like it's more about relationship than sitting in church now, because I'm actually getting, you know, I spend time in the Word and, you know, and praying in tongues, and I feel, you know, really up there when I'm doing that on Sunday versus, you know, sitting there, because I'm sitting there like, you know, well, should I step this way or should I step that way, and did I clean my hands, and, you know, and did I do this, and it gets to be too much sometimes to think about so many things to do. But I was thinking at this point that maybe, you know, they would have closed it. But instead, they're telling you, oh, well, hold this person's hand. And, you know, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like that.
Like, what's going on in here?
Everybody's got to walk their own journey. You know, it says everybody works out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Everybody else will just have to do what they feel led to do, but don't let someone else pressure you into doing something if you're not feeling led to do it, and use the wisdom of God. You know, and true enough, you know, and I love the body of Christ, and I enjoy gathering, but nothing is like the time with God alone here. You know, and the Word says Jesus went alone to pray. He pulled off by himself to pray and have a long time with the Lord. So particularly during all these times with all the uncertainty of what's going on, I think everyone – let God be, you know, let the Holy Spirit be your guide. Let the peace of God be your guide in everything to do. And I think you are. I think you are absolutely are hearing the Lord, and I think you are following the Lord. You know not to let others pressure you into doing something that God's not leading you to do. So I think God has given you wisdom, and that you are walking in wisdom.
Yes. Well, I thank you, because that's what when I heard you say that, Kay, well, you know, he's giving it to me, because I have to have it for that, because I think I'm going, you know, I'm starting to stay home more, you know, on Sunday. Yes.
Okay. Now, I just say, follow God and don't be concerned. Just enjoy the Lord, and he'll quicken to your heart when you're supposed to be somewhere.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless, sweetie.
You too. Bye.
All right, 251-342. How are you, Miss Latrice?
I'm well. How art thou?
I am good, sweetie. I am good.
So
well,
good.
Nice to have you. Good to have you tonight. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Latrice, God, and I thank you, God, for the encouragement that she is to others, Lord. I thank you, Father, even for the confidence that Latrice brings to others, Lord, a confidence. There's something about your presence. There's something about your personality, Latrice. There's a confidence that you exude that brings confidence to other people. I think I've told you something similar to this before, that it's very much a leadership quality that's within you, an air about you, a confidence of I know what I'm talking about. I know what that causes other people around you to have confidence in your decisions. Father, I just thank you, God, for the for the discernment, for the wisdom, Lord, for the strength that is within Latrice, Lord, her ability, Father, Lord, to work in and amongst and around groups of people, Lord. Father, I thank you that she's able, Lord, to bring peace. She's able to bring, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like you're able to help people to work together. You're able to bring, like if there's a group of people, you're able to put it all together, to organize them in a way that people can peacefully and efficiently work together to accomplish a goal, to accomplish a mission or something like that. So, Father, I just thank you, God, for the joy and for the peace and for the strength and confidence that Latrice brings to others, Lord, that it's something that you have put within her, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you for that anointing, Lord, that anointing that works within her and through her. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving her strategies and understanding and wisdom, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping her to see through situations, Lord, in a way of problem solving, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for the blessing that she is to others, the encouragement that she is to others, Lord, even that you'll give her a word in season, Father, that as she opens her mouth, that you will fill it and that she will have a word in season. The word says we'd be instant in season and out of season, and that the Lord just use you to have a word in season for others. That will bring healing to others, that will bring comfort to others, that God use your mouth and use the wisdom of God and the Spirit of God that's within you to speak a word, even prophetic words, but as well as just natural words of what I would call common sense, things that would bring understanding and bring comfort and to others and bring just help them to walk through difficult times, to help them walk through things and to help lessen anxiety, to help give them a release from anxiety and stress that goes on in people's lives. And, Father, I just thank you for this, like this calming effect, Lord, that Latrice has. Lord, like a calming effect, Lord, that in her words, that in her voice, Lord, that in that spirit of that strength, Lord, that you in that confidence, that quiet confidence, Lord, which is faith, and Lord, that you have put within her, that you're using, Lord, and going to use to bring healing, to bring comfort and strength to others, Lord. I just thank you, God, for what you have put within her, Lord, and Lord, I just bless her and I bless her household, Lord. I bless her finances, I bless her health and that of her family and those that she loves, and Lord, I thank you, God, for placing her. Lord, of placing her in those amongst the body, the Lord, of placing her in the body, even at times moving her about within the body, Lord, in the area that she will do the most good, in the area that she will benefit and can bless others the most, Lord. And I thank you, God, for her willingness to move about and be used in whatever area that you have called her to, Lord, that she is not confined to one area, but, Lord, that she is multi-talented, that she is multifaceted in the gifting of the Lord, and, Lord, that you are able to move her about in whatever place that you need her at that time. And, Lord, I thank you for her willingness, Lord, to do that. And she shall see great reward from following your leading in those areas, Lord. And she will be even surprised at what all that you do with her in the areas that she shall fulfill the purpose of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. I
do
thank you for those wonderful words, Jeannie.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. It seems like God has got many, many gifts and talents within you.
Amen.
Amen. What was there anything in particular, Latrice, you were wanting prayer about?
I think you hit on it. I want you to agree with touching for healing in my body.
Mm-hmm.
We bind up the hand of the enemy. And we cast him back to the pit from which he comes.
Yes, Lord, we just declare that no weapon formed against Latrice can prosper, Lord, that she is the healed of the Lord, Lord, that you sent your word and healed her. So, Father, we just decree that health come to her body, Lord, that every cell in her body, Lord, that it line up with the word of God. Lord, that all her bones, all her joints, Lord, her organs, everything function as it was created to function, Lord. And I thank you, God, that pain has no place in her. Lord, that is that her covenant is healing. Her covenant is healing and health, Lord, and she shall prosper and be in health even as her soul prospers, Lord. So I thank you, Father, for the promises of God, that her promise is health and healing and wholeness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. And Jeannie,
mm-hmm.
I decree and declare that a miracle shall find you regarding your property and perform itself. In
amen.
Jesus' name.
I receive
amen.
It. Praise God. Thank you.
So God. And you have a blessed evening, young lady, and I do thank you again.
Thank you too, hon. I'll talk to you later.
Amen. Bye-bye.
903-918. Is this Miss Michelle?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's good to hear from you, sweetie. I haven't heard from you in a while. So I'm glad you're able to make it tonight.
Yes,
so, Father,
it's been a little while.
Yeah, it has been. Lord, I thank you for Michelle tonight, God, and I just thank you for her rewards. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are a God that rewards. Lord, that you are faithful. You're faithful to reward. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for opening her eyes, Lord, even to a greater way, the blessings of God. Lord, her seeing things that she's not seen before. God, her seeing the hand of God moving in her life and in the life of those around her in a way that she's not seen before. I just see like your eyes opening wide, Michelle, and God revealing things that maybe at times that you've overlooked or it's just been like obscured from your vision, that things have been obscured from that God opening your eyes and you seeing, even seeing afar off. Lord, I just thank you for that, God. I thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you show us great and mighty things, Lord, that we know not. Lord, I thank you, God, for the understanding, Lord, as we see, Lord, that we're able to put together the things that are happening for us. You know, it's just like when I was telling earlier, when Randy said the Lord is going to show you this year the area where you're supposed to be. When we got to Wood County and realized that was where we were supposed to be, see, then I was able to look back into 1981 and understand why we felt so drawn to it. It's like it gave me eyes to see. Back in 1981, I couldn't understand why we felt so drawn to that area. you know, it didn't make sense to me. But then in 2012, 2013, when all of a sudden my eyes were open to see, it was like, this is where we were supposed to be. Then I was like, oh, now I get it. Now I understand why in 1981 we felt so drawn. It was the Spirit of God. It wasn't just because it was a pretty area. It wasn't just because it was something different. It was the Spirit of God within me and within us saying, this is where I've called you to. This is where your destiny is. And see, that's like when the Lord opens our eyes to see. It brings understanding into the now, sometimes of things that happened in the past and sometimes of things that are going on right then. You say, I understand what's behind all of this. I understand what this is all about. And I just see God doing that, opening your eyes to see so that it brings understanding. And if we understand what's really going on or what's really at the root of things, what's really, and even some things that happen now, we can understand, okay, I can see how this built up to this, or things that happened in the past. Now we can look at them now and say, okay, I see this. But it brings a satisfaction. It brings a peace. And it's a delight, really. It's a delight to have our eyes open so that our understanding is enlightened. You know, we're able to put the pieces of the puzzle together. We're able to see into situations. And it can bring, it's, like I said, it just brings a peace. It brings a rest. But also, if we're facing something, if there's a situation going on and he opens our eyes, many times then we know how to unravel that thing. We know how to address it. We know how to unravel it and work through that because he's opened up revelation of understanding. So, Father, I just thank you, God, for doing that in Michelle's life, Lord, giving her a new insight, giving her a new perception that she's not had before, Lord. And it's going to be a great blessing to her life, God. And it's going to help her work through some things. It's going to help her to address some things. And Lord, it's just going to help her to walk through things and come through them all victoriously and to even put to rest things that would have been in the past that maybe she questions. So, Father, I just thank you for doing that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. That's a good word. Well, sweetie, did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight?
No, not tonight. I didn't.
Thank you for calling in, honey. It sure was good to hear from you again. And I look forward to hearing
you
calling back and with a testimony and letting us know what God's doing.
Yes, I will. Praise God.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. God bless you.
God bless you. Get a little drink of water right quick. Okay, 205-5.
Don't remember, so you changed the one of them personality.
205-531.
This thing right here is like.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's. We'll come back to that. All right, 828-989. Is this Miss Jennifer?
Yes. Hello, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I am blessed.
Good. It seemed like I heard just a little bit of, it seemed like I almost heard just a little bit of anxiousness in your voice for a second there.
just coming, maybe.
Okay.
Always blessed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. And I want you to know I prayed for you this week, too. You, the Lord brought you to mind, three or four days ago, and I prayed for you one day or one evening.
Wow,
so, Father, I thank you for Jennifer, God, and I thank you, God, for the coming out. I thank you for the coming out, Father, and I thank you, God, Lord, that the transition sometimes, Lord, we know the transition sometimes is a heated area. It's a difficult area, Lord, and things begin to pull on us, Lord, when we're going through transition. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Sometimes the enemy tries to hold us back. Sometimes old habits, things, some people, sometimes it's difficult to move out of an area. You know, there are some people, even when it comes to their homes, they'll say, oh, I was raised here, or my kinfolk on this place. You know, I could never leave this place, even though God may be calling them somewhere else. And or maybe, oh, I would hate to swap churches because I've got friends here that have been here forever. I hate to switch in. There's always many reasons that when God is transitioning people, they're, you know, like I said, sometimes the enemy will try to hold back their finances or try to put doubts in their minds so they're not sure. And then other times they're and I wouldn't necessarily say they're soul ties. There can be soul ties, but sometimes it's just familiarity of this is where I've been and this is what I'm used to and all that. That will tend to try to pull us back. It'll try to hold us back and try to keep us from transitioning. So a transition period can be, it can be a difficult time. It can be a time of pains and times of doubts and times of second guessing ourselves and are we really hearing God? It can be a stressful time, even though it has its joys and all of that. It can be a stressful time, and it's not unusual for the enemy to send someone along to say, "Oh, you're making a mistake. You're not supposed to do this right now." he seems to most always send somebody like that, and you know, even good Christian people can be used by the enemy. I promise you. That they don't realize they can be good, spirit filled, God loving, you know, love you to pieces kind of people, and still at times the enemy will speak through them, just like he did through Peter, that loved Jesus and belonged to the Lord and was one of his disciples, and he's like, you know, surely not die, Lord. So transitions can just be difficult. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what all that means in Jennifer's life, Lord. I just thank you, God. Jennifer, I just feel like you're entering a time of transition. I don't know if you're fully there or not, but I don't even know what all that entails, but that you're entering a time of transition and that there are some changes ahead of you. I want to say some things have been completed or are being completed. It feels like I want to say some things have been completed. But Lord, I just thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and that your plans for her are good, Lord, and that she knows that you are with her and that you're walking with her, Lord. And Lord, as she seeks you, she will find you, Lord. And Lord, it's like I can just see the Lord coming to you in the quiet time. And honestly, the Lord requiring you to come before him in quietness. And hear his voice. I think he's leading in things that will, that will be ahead of you. But God blessing you, Lord, I just thank you, God, for blessing Jennifer and using her in a mighty way, God, and for going out. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for sending her out. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, for the healing that she's going to help bring into others' lives, Lord, and the encouragement and her testimony, God, how you're going to use her, Lord. And Lord, I just see it bringing great joy into her life and great joy to you, Lord, and great honor and great glory to you, Father. But Lord, I just thank you for bringing peace and rest, for bringing a confidence, Lord, that she is hearing you. And Lord, I thank you, God, for the stretching. Yes, Lord, I thank you for the stretching, because in the stretching there is growth. In the stretching there is growth. So, Father, I just thank you for all you're doing in her life. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing provision that she needs. Lord, I thank you for bringing provision, and I thank you for bringing healing, God. It seems like there's something about relationships. I'll be honest, I'm reluctant to say this, but it seems it's like I wanted to say thank you, Lord, for the separating, like there's maybe there's someone that has been someone that has been separated from you, that like a relationship that has been separated from you, that was a God thing, that it was. I have no idea what I'm talking about there, but it was like, yes, you know, thank you, Lord, for the relationships, but thank you, Lord, for the relationships that he has severed. That were for your good.
Yes.
You and God know. I have no idea. But God, I just thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in Jennifer's life, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for upholding her and strengthening her and confirming to her your word, Lord. Amen.
Well, amen. Amen. Yes, that spoke to me. I'm so glad you shared it, because I had requested from him. I had questions specifically I had prayed for before I called, and he definitely spoke through you and answered them very specifically. So I hope that encourages you. And
thank you. You know, some things, you know, when you feel it, you're just a little reluctant to say, because you think, okay, thank you for severed relationships. But God knows, and there, it is a blessing sometimes to be separated from some. You know, it's for our good in some cases. You know, he connects us in divine connections, and then there's times he separates us from connections that are harmful to us or will be harmful. So praise God.
I definitely needed to hear that, because it's something I've been struggling with. Am I really hearing from you, Lord? And I know in my heart I have been, but, you know, it's like you said, the enemy comes in and, you know, makes mm-hmm. us doubt. And, you know, and actually I was going to ask you to pray for the confirmation, and he gave it through you tonight. So
praise
I am
Jesus.
So grateful. Yes, praise Jesus.
Praise
so
Jesus.
Grateful.
Well, I just sense that you are entering a transition time. You may have, I think you probably already have just barely stepped into it, and it may be a little uncomfortable, but I know God's got blessing and good things for you. So praise God.
Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's been such a joy to speak with you as always, and to hear your story. And I went through a similar thing 4 years with a lawyer, and going through some mm-hmm. things that are similar now, not with land or property or homes or anything, but, you know, that legal stuff. And your whole story just reiterated to me and just encouraged me, and, you know, that God is still here with me. And so I just thank you, and I bless you, and I love what he's doing through you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Yes, Randy asked me to come on the program with him tonight, so I'll be back on the program with him, and we'll be discussing things further, because no one knows but Randy. All of the years that he has stood with me through things, through the death of my sister and family, and when I went through sickness and things like that, he has definitely been a friend indeed, and has stood with me through so many things. So, anyhow, we'll be back on the program tonight, and we'll be talking about more. But anyhow,
that's
I love
wonderful.
You, girl. And
I love you, too.
And appreciate you calling in, and look forward to hearing what God's doing.
Oh, so much like you. You know, it's just, you know, his hands on everything. He has his fingerprint all over everything. And, you know, it's like, wow, how do I share this testimony to, you know, it's too big for me, you know, to express. So he's good. He's definitely good. And he's faithful. So thank you so much, Jeannie. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Well, thank you for calling in, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, 919-995. Is this Miss Cheryl? 919-995. Okay, I'll come back to her. She must have stepped away from the phone for a minute or something. Let me go back to, let me drop down here. 876-345. Is this Miss Carolyn?
Yes, it is. Have a good night.
Well, good to talk to you tonight. I haven't talked to you. I can't remember the last time I talked to you.
Yes. It's been a while.
It has. It has. Well, mm-hmm. I'm glad you called in tonight. Let's pray for your father. I thank you, God, for Carolyn, Lord, and I thank you, God, that she is your sweet little daughter, Lord. She is your child, and Lord, how you cover Carolyn, Lord, how you keep her, Lord, how you delight in her and you delight in her love. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that, Lord, how it just pleases you, Lord, when she pours out her praise upon you, Lord, when she takes that special time away with you, Lord, when she calls up you and just spends that precious time with you, Lord, like a father does, or like a daughter does with a father that she adores. And Lord, I just thank you, God, how that you have held her hand as she has walked through situations, Lord, as she has walked through the journeys in life, Lord, that you have held her hand, God, and you have spoken to her. And Lord, she has heard your voice. Carolyn has heard your voice, Lord. She has heard you clearly, and you have talked with her, and she has recognized and perceived and understood, Lord, and she has taken your counsel, God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, even in times past, Lord, even as a child would sometimes try to run off and play in this direction and play in that direction, just as an innocent child, Lord, how you've always called her back to yourself, Lord, how you've always protected her and covered her, Lord. Lord, even as times you've kept your angels around her, God, and you, Lord, that you have just covered her, and Lord, have coveted her love, have just loved her love and her attention, Lord, and just how you have kept her. And Lord, I thank you, God. I just, Carolyn, there's just such a sense of God's love and protection and covering over you, and how he has protected you, and how he has kept you unto himself, and how the Lord has kept you from things that would have been harmful and things that would have broke your heart. And I just sense just such a tremendous love of the Father for you, and just his care, how that he has kept you by the hand, and that he's really not let you ever wander far from him, that God has always stayed near, and he's always kept his eye on you, and has just protected you. It's just such a strong sense of that. So Lord, I just thank you for your great love. Lord, I just thank you for your great love, Lord, and Lord, as you have poured in understanding, God, and you have poured in wisdom, Lord, and Lord, you have even covered Carolyn when it has come to friendships and relationships, Lord, how that you have kept her from harm, Lord. You have even separated her at times, Lord, have kept her, Lord, from making connections that would have been harmful to her, Lord. And it's just such a strong sense, Carolyn, of God's care, of his care for you. How that he just, you know, and I can't seem to get past it, that just how he has just really covered you in life. How, you know, that he has just totally covered you, and has kept you from things that would have truly been harmful to you, or would have just devastated your heart. How he's just kept you and has loved you, and has given you wisdom when you needed wisdom, and has directed your path, and has always prepared the best for you, has brought you in ways of blessing, and that his intentions for you. And of course, God's intention for his children is always blessing, but, you know, it's just like a, this sense, just like a, just such a special care of the Father. How that he has protected and cared for you. So, Lord, I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for your great love, Lord. I thank you for your great love and for your spirit. It's like I can just feel just a real intimacy with the Lord. There are a real tender spirit towards you, just a real strong, like a presence of the Lord. And just feel like you spend time in God's presence. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for all you have for Carolyn, Lord, and for all that you're doing, and the wisdom and the goodness and the blessing, Lord, and the joys that you have in store for her, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I can really feel an overwhelming presence of the light. I just literally, this afternoon I came in, I was just basking in his love. It's like I just could feel it, so I really can relate to what you're saying. And when I reflect on my life, I just can see the goodness of God.
Oh, praise God.
I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah, I just sense just such a beautiful, protective, fatherly love over you, and how he has just covered you and kept you from harm so many times, even that you wouldn't have known. And I'm sure that's true in all of our lives, that none of us ever really know how much God protects us and keeps us. But I just sense such a beautiful presence and anointing of there, of God's covering and keeping power and his love over you. So that's beautiful. Was there anything special that you were wanting prayer about tonight, Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. I was just notified by my work. I'm in the initial phases of starting my career. So I am exploring the different departments, and I'm to spend like 3 months on each rotation. And I had started late because of extenuating circumstances. And I haven't had a problem since I began, although I started late. Now I'm on the final rotation. I'm supposed to start the fourth firm. I'm to start the rotation on the 20th of April. But I was told that I may have to start on the 1st, then, so I would break this department that I'm in to facilitate my starting on the 1st in the other department. Then I would have to return and complete the additional week that I would have missed out on this one that I'm currently in.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to just complete and move on. So it feels as if I would have accomplished something instead of having to move on without completion, then having to return to complete. So I'm praying that God's will be done as it relates to this, because I really don't want, I just want to complete this department and don't have to return. So they are going to have deliberation tomorrow or during the week, and then the decision doesn't lie with me. So I will be informed of whatever decision that is made. So I am just asking you to just agree with me that let's put it in the hands of the Lord, that mentally, physically, I'll be prepared for whatever decision that is made, and whatever is done in my best interest, and God is in control. God's will be done as
Absolutely.
It relates to it, please.
Well, Father, I thank you, God, that you do go before Carolyn, and Lord, you do make the crooked places straight. And Father, I thank you for the favor of God in her life, Lord. I thank you, Father, that, Lord, you're the one that opens doors that no man can open, and you're the one that shuts doors. Lord, you open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. And so, Lord, I thank you, God, for the best decision for Carolyn, Father, Lord, that her heart is to be able to complete this one division, Lord, before she goes to another, Lord, so she doesn't have to turn around and backtrack later. Lord, that she can complete and move on, Lord. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the favor of God in this situation, Lord, that you know what is best for her, Lord. You know what is the blessing for her life. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for your wisdom in this and your guidance in this, Lord, and your grace, Lord, and your grace for Carolyn, Lord, that the decision that's handed back, Lord, that she will be at peace with it, Lord, that she'll be at peace with the decision that comes back. But, Lord, I just thank you for the favor. And, God, I thank you for your grace. And, Lord, I thank you for going before her. Lord, that all things work together for good for those that are loved by God, that love God and are called according to his purpose, Lord, that the things that go before her, Lord, that they will be for her good. So, Lord, I just thank you and we bless you and we praise you, Lord. And, Lord, we just cast every care upon you. We put it in your hands, and we say, Lord, you're good, that you are good, and everything you do is good. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Carolyn, and I just wish you the best in your work, and know
thank
that God
you.
Is with you, and he'll work all things for good for you, sweetie.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome.
God bless.
Second, 205-531.
Jean May from Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. How are you tonight, sweetie?
Just fine.
Father,
yeah,
I thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord, for Julia May, and Lord, I just thank you for your comfort, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for bringing strength, Lord, for bringing. Even patience in situations, Lord, for understanding in situations, Lord. I thank you, God, for just the favor of God, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing health into her household. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for touching her daughter, Lord, and for bringing good reports, Lord, for bringing health, returning health, Lord, into her daughter, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for strengthening Julia May. Father, I thank you, Lord, for putting those people around her life, God, that will bring a blessing and will hold up her arms, Lord, that will bring joy into her household, Lord, that would bring even the Spirit of God in with them, Lord. I just thank you, God, for blessing her home. God, for blessing her home. Lord, for blessing her body and blessing her mind, Lord, and bringing revelation, Father, that would open up understanding even to a greater way. Father, I thank you for her prayers that have gone up before you, Lord, that you hear her prayers. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have heard her prayers, Lord, and that you're pleased with her. Lord, I just thank you, God, for continuing to move in Julia May's life. Lord, I thank you for continuing to move in the life of her family, God. And, Lord, to bring healing, to bring understanding, Lord, and to bring purpose. Lord, that there would be understanding of purpose, Lord, in a greater way. Lord, just understanding and purpose, Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. God, I thank you for good reports. Lord, I thank you for the provision that's needed. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for the blessing of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
So how are things doing with your daughter? Is she continuing to pass her tests and things? Good.
Yeah, she's doing fine. Speech came. She says she's doing it fine, you know. So just she was finishing, you know, what she had to do. If they have complications, you know, they take it off. She'll come back, and then PT came Saturday. With her walking around there saying they were satisfied with it, she just told me to buy some high-top sneakers to support her ankle. And even mm-hmm. if I need her, so they, both of them released her, so, you know, doing good. Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's great. I'm so proud of the reports and how the Lord is just faithfully and continually restoring her. That's praise God for that. Well, was there anything in particular you want prayer about tonight?
Just still pray for our nation. I'll talk to somebody. I'm thank God open up my unemployment, trying to get that straightened out. And they're saying, you know, but they said they had to have somebody, you know, since I got to stay home with her. And, you know, because you have to, like they were saying, if you get unemployment, folks don't realize you have to be looking for a job for full time, and I told her, I said, yeah, but I'm going to have to, you know, pray for God, open up, find me some remote to do at home. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for some, you know, at home.
Okay. Well, Father, we just ask that every obstacle be removed, Lord. We just ask that, Lord, that the red tape behind this, Lord, that it be sorted out, that things be be brought into order, Father, so that her unemployment and the things, Lord, that have been assigned to her and benefited to her, Lord, that they come to her, Lord, that the enemy or no one else can hold back what belongs to her, Lord. And, Father, we just thank you for the relief and for the help and for the, Lord, for the provision that you have there for her, that nothing but nothing can hold back her blessing. So, Lord, I just thank you for moving on her behalf, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for things moving speedily and in your perfect time, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
well,
thank you.
Thank you for calling in, sweetie. I'm sorry I'm so long getting to you.
It's fine.
But I thank you for calling in and for just taking your time with me tonight.
Okay, then.
All right. Well, you have a blessed
okay,
evening.
Thank you.
We will talk to
you
again.
Too. Thank you. Okay.
Let's see. Okay, I can't remember. My numbers are moving around here, trying to figure out 919. I can't remember if I talked to her or not. 919-995, is this Cheryl?
Yes. How you doing?
Yes. I'm good. I was trying to remember if I had talked to you yet or not. I think I had marked it and then thought, no, I don't think I actually got her a while ago.
I think I had got off the phone. That's what it was. I got off the phone.
Yeah. We all do that sometime. I know when I'm listening to Randy sometime, I'll have to, you know, run to the restroom or something for a second and set the phone down. But anyhow, thank you for waiting and whatnot. Let's just pray for your father. I thank you for Cheryl tonight. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for the vision, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the vision being made, being healed. Lord, I thank you for any kind of division there, Lord. It just seemed like I heard the word division, even though I'm not sure what it pertains to. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for any kind of division there being healed and things being fixed, Lord, for lack of a better word. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for the peace of God. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing understanding, Lord, for bring the ability, Lord, for people to come together, to compromise people, to be able to work things out amongst themselves. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing peace and bringing understanding, Lord, where sometimes things can happen amongst people that they can get their feathers ruffled when there's really nothing there to be ruffled about. Sometimes people, they just get misunderstanding, just flat misunderstanding. And I have no idea, you know, that I have no idea what any of this is about. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for just bringing peace and understanding and that love never fails, Lord, and that, Lord, bringing joy in and bringing, once again, Lord, just enjoyment of life, enjoyment of getting to get out and participate in those things that we love, those things that are even recreational things that bring a lightheartedness, Lord, that where at times we can get so wound up in necessities and just life, things that can seem almost overbearing at times. Just we get caught up in the things that bring almost it's like, you know, that we have so much on our mind, we have so much on our plate that it's like, okay, do I spend all of my time trying to tend to stuff when I would really like to get out once in a while and just have a fun day out and just enjoy life and get to be around those things that bring me peace and laughter. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing Cheryl, Lord, and bringing a new level of enjoyment and laughter into her life, Lord. Just a release maybe from some things that have where there's, you know, where life just brings pressure at times. It just brings pressure at times because there's just things in life that come along that we get a lot on our plate. Maybe we have others that have a lot on their plate that lean on us too hard. But, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for seasons of just R&R. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for seasons and times and just days here and there of just getting out and getting to do those things that we enjoy, that bring us relaxation, that allows us just to set the cares of life and all of the details of life that are just part of living, that allows us just to set those aside. And Lord, just to take a deep breath from time to time and just relax in you, God, and just enjoy the things, Lord, that you've put in our life, those things that you've given us, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for times of enjoyment, times of relaxation for Cheryl, Lord, times of just recreation, of days that she can set everything aside and just have days of just laughing and having fun and doing those things that bring her joy. Lord, and I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for your blessings. I thank you, God, for your blessings. And I thank you, God, for those times of refreshing, times of refreshing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So it sounds like you're needing just a little bit of R&R, sweetie.
That's coming along with this new location. I just would like prayer for the new location.
Have you already relocated, or are you still looking?
I'm in process of doing it.
Okay. So I haven't talked to you in a while. So I'm assuming the Lord showed you where you were supposed to be, and that you have found a place and are in the process of getting relocated. Then.
Yes, I have.
Awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, I've been sensing something, and kind of find out he's just locating me somewhere else. I kind of been wasting time where I've been at.
Uh-huh. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the new beginnings, Lord. I thank you for the new beginnings for Cheryl, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for helping it to move her transition, Lord, for helping this to go smoothly. Lord, for helping her to transition through these things, Lord, that it not be a stress to her, Lord, but that it be just a joy to her. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for helping her to have the connections that she needs in these new places, in this new place. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the favor of God as she moves, Lord, as she gets reestablished in another area. And Lord, I thank you, God, for the ability to not sweat it, just no sweat behind all of this, Lord, that she will slide right in there, Lord, just like we put our hand in a glove that was made for us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for making this and just seem like the most natural thing in the world, Father, that she would not have the stress and tension behind it, Lord, but it just be a joy for her. Lord, I thank you for all the finances that she needs in this transition, and Lord, I thank you for the connections for jobs and peoples and everything that she needs there, Lord, that you have done before and put those things in place. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the ability to look forward and not look back. Lord, just to have great expectancy and great joy in those things that lies ahead, Lord, with a great sense of adventure of what you have for her, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that you do all things well, and that your timing is always perfect. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. That's exciting that God's finally moving you and getting you where you feel like your purpose and destiny and just what God's next step for you is. That's cool.
Amen.
Well, I look forward to hearing back from you. Like I said, I haven't talked to you in a while, so I didn't know what all God was doing in your life. I knew that you had been feeling that you were supposed to relocate. So praise God for that, and I'm excited to hear what all God does in this new place.
Amen. And that's all that was mostly spoken on tonight about a new location. So that's giving me more of an insight. What I'm about to do.
Mm-hmm. Season. Yeah, God is doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you've listened to Terrence and Tanisha some, and And of course, Randy, you know, Randy's in the process of moving his studio or in trying to do that. And the Lord has been speaking, moving over us, and we're hoping to get that done this year, to find exactly, looking at some places now, and God bringing the provision. So this is definitely a time that God is moving people about. And it's been prophesied that this would be a year that many would physically move to new locations. So it's exciting. It's exciting. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. And I'm a little bit hoarse. I'm losing my voice.
Well, we just come against that in Jesus' name. No allergies in Jesus' name. We don't receive that, Lord. I just thank you, God, for healing and clear voice and clear respiratory system. So thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. Actually, it come from doing a lot of hollering and screaming in church yesterday, which was a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, God was glorified then. Well, thank you for calling in, sweetie. It's time for me to end the program here so that Randy can log on here in about 4 more minutes. So I appreciate you waiting
okay.
so long, and it was good to hear from you, and I look forward to hearing all the exciting stuff God's doing with you in this new place.
Amen. Nice to hear from you, too. Okay.
Good night.
Talk to you later. Okay, good night.
All right, everybody be blessed. Randy will be on at 9 o'clock, and I will be logging on with him, or we'll be calling in, and we'll be talking more about what God's doing. And the Lord just keep you and bless you, and his face shine upon you, protect you and keep you, and just shower you with joy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.